Northern Ireland by Tony McMullen. Since the last edition of The Pensioner, the Northern Ireland Assembly has not had any debates or policy developments on issues affecting older people, so this article looks at issues advanced by government departments and public bodies. The Department for Communities, DFC, launched a consultation paper, Disability and Work, a Strategy for Northern Ireland, important given Scotland's ageing population. Health challenges and disabilities increase as people get older, and the number who are economically inactive for health reasons is higher in older age. The strategy recognises and accepts past failures to include disabled people in the labour market compared with other areas of the UK. The DFC proposes collaboration with relevant stakeholders on future developments. Older disabled workers represent the majority of disabled workers in Northern Ireland. According to the Office of the Commissioner for Older People, CUPINI, in 2021 51.3% of disabled workers were older people, up from 45.3% in 2011. CUPINI also estimates that by 2040 this will increase by a further 5.3%. CUPINI also identifies that 27.1% of workers with a disability are over 65, while 18.2% are between 55 and 64, so special attention must be given to their needs. In its response to the consultation, CUPINI felt the draft strategy did not pay enough attention to the needs of older disabled people. There is no targeted analysis of older disabled people's issues. The Centre for Ageing Better indicates that older people often temporarily leave the labour market due to short-term illness, caring for others or redundancy, and they need support to return to work. Like CUPINI, CSPA NI welcomes the draft strategy but believes it could go further to advance the needs, aspirations and challenges older people, and particularly disabled older people, face. Separately, the Probation Board for Northern Ireland has issued for consultation its draft corporate plan. Given the increasing trend of domestic violence against older people, the work of the Probation Board is important to older people, particularly in its aim of changing lives for safer communities. The draft strategy's vision of reducing reoffending by tackling the root causes of offending behaviour is to be welcomed. We in CSPA NI join with the Probation Board to strive for safer communities and reduce the fear many older people have. Strengthening their sense of security is important. Many older people's fears come from living alone, media reports of attacks, or even past personal experiences. It can lead to social isolation and reduced engagement with others, affecting their confidence and independence. As society grows older, resources must be shifted to deal with priorities for older people. Feeling and being safe is critical to older people in Northern Ireland. Finally, we turn to the Northern Ireland Housing Executive, NIHE, draft supporting people's strategic intent 2026 to 2031. With a growing elderly population, Northern Ireland needs to ensure its infrastructure is suitable for their needs, but the evidence is that it is not keeping up with societal trends. Housing, transport and community spaces were not designed to support mobility, accessibility and independence in later life. The NIHE must ensure that services meet older people's needs. In social housing, better insulation is needed, particularly for pensioners experiencing fuel poverty. The NIHE is also responsible for home adaptations in the social and private housing markets. Older properties may not be suitable for older people, with a lack of wider doorways, ramps and walk-in showers causing significant problems. In its report, CUPINI said older people with reduced mobility are often forced into residential care due to excessive delays in making home adaptations. CSPA NI welcomes NIHE commitments to provide services to older people so that they can live independently in their own homes. The draft consultation does not, however, set out clearly enough how the NIHE will deliver on its commitments at a time when its budget is being squeezed. Article ends.